for the latest and the last sum up of the day, I'm going to start about talking one of my favorite sections, actually, TFF the documentary Democracy, because I managed to see both Zrock and Approaching the Elephant. Zrock actually is the last one that I saw about the Russian kind of impossibility of democracy, and I'm going to just dwell it a bit more because it really stayed in my head, and I think you should watch it too. We actually follow four kind of figures that, in theory, between left and right, they shape Russia's feeling about politics, which is all about the cult of the individual. So the actual politician, they don't know what's going to do, but he's charismatic and therefore he's probably going to be good. And doing so, they will never have democracy. This is pretty much the sum up of the documentary. And it really, really reminds of a few, reminds me of a few countries, especially in the southern kind of a European section, such as Italy. But yeah, whoever wants to understand me probably did understand me. But then let's just sweep through some other plays. And I actually caught up with another really good film that everyone was talking about, one of the apparently one of the scariest ones, and it was The Babadook by Jennifer Kent. The boogeyman's figure always scares everyone, even the harshest critics, and but it was wonderfully shot, one of the best kind of portrayals of psychological female suffering and struggle. So go and watch that. I'm not gonna call it actually a real horror, but it's horrific in the sort of psychological tension, let's say, like that. And also, as usual, we've been seeing so many different sections. One that I kind of seldom talked about was Festa Mobile, but also because there's so much to see there, is the sort of like the pop part of the festival. And today at 5, people actually had the chance to watch 20,000 Days of On Earth by Ian Forsyth and Jane Pollard, the two artists from UK. And it's all about a great charismatic individual that hail from Aussieland. And that guy is Nick Cave. And if you don't like Nick Cave, don't listen to me. And then we just go through, well, hit me, a program of today. What's going to be next? The Battered Angels as well. Everyone talked about it really well, once again in Festa Mobile. And that's going to be at 6. So by the time this little show ends, you can just rush through, go into Reposi to cinema, and just watch the film. And what else? New Hollywood is always mesmerizing us as usual. And also, there's been a chance at 3:30 on Massimo 3 to check again the film that we talked about earlier, me and Angelo, Mange de Mort. I still think, yeah, I've got it somewhere there. I think maybe the jury could award it. Well, it's going to be there. Angelo actually said that his favorite pick is for some inexorable reason. And we'll see who's going to win. Probably it's going to be Chiara, or maybe Angela is going to pick the ones, because ladies first, as usual. But men's are also the last, and I am a man in theory, or not, I don't know. I'm still Niccolò Comotti for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.